More news stories now. With an ambulance wait of 21 hours, a city student is given access to Vatten Falls' world first energy project, and two women talk of the benefits of volunteering.
After waiting almost an entire day for help from paramedics, an elderly Norwich man then had to wait a further 4 hours to be admitted for hospital care. The miserable 21-hour ordeal has been scrutinised by Norfolk's senior coroner after the death of John Winsworth, who was found on the floor of his home on Valentine's Day. An ambulance was called at 11:55 a.m. but did not arrive until 9:30 a.m. the next day. The former insurance underwriter died a week later at the NNN hospital after a small brain bleed, although the wait was not a direct cause.
A new Christmas card and homeware shop is opening in the Forum this autumn. Cards for Good is returning to Norwich in mid-October, selling Christmas cards, advent calendars and other gifts. The shop will only be open for a few weeks, but will give city folks the time to stock up on Christmas decorations and homeware. Cards for Good has opened pop-up shops across the UK since 1959 and has raised more than £40 million for local and national charities in the last decade.
Two aspiring engineers are back at college after being granted unique access to experts leading a game-changing project to produce green hydrogen from offshore wind. Students from Norwich and Lowestoft were given full insight into the offshore wind industry in a month-long project with Norfolk Offshore Wind Zone developer Vattenfall. Jack Carthew from Norwich and Farum Schilling from Blunderston met the team behind Vattenfall's groundbreaking Hydrogen Turbine 1 during a four-week internship. Farum, a T-level student at East Coast College and a former student at Benjamin Britten Academy of Music and Maths, and Jack, a T-level engineering student at University Technical College Norfolk in Norwich, explored if green hydrogen is the future of energy. With supervisor Vattenfall's community liaison officer Will Seeley, they went on trips that included a tour of Peel Ports in Great Yarmouth, Vattenfall's chosen port for its operations and maintenance base, a visit on board a vessel, the Grampian Explorer, that serves the offshore wind industry at North Star Lowestoft, and had a close view of one of SeaJack's jack-up vessels.
A junior school's close links to a zoological society has been praised by watchdogs in a glowing inspection report. Kinsale Junior School in Helsdon has continued to be a good-rated school following its latest Ofsted inspection, and part of its success is the close links it holds with the Zoological Society of East Anglia, which allows pupils to learn about wildlife, conservation and the environment through visits. Daniel Thrower, chief executive of the Wensome Trust to which the school belongs, said, "I am delighted the report has highlighted our partnership with the Zoological Society of East Anglia. This is one of a number of partnerships the Trust has developed to provide children with opportunities to help them develop their life skills and aspirations for the future."
Two charity shop employees have spoken about their journey into full-time employment after volunteering with East Anglia's children's hospices. Emma Parks and Tanya Davies are now full-time paid members of staff at the Eat Shop on Aylsham Road, Norwich. Emma, now the manager of the shop, is supported by Tanya, who is now a sales assistant, and each used to be volunteers at the shop. Mum of three, Emma, started volunteering 6 years ago after losing her previous job. She started out as a shop gap volunteer, which saw her fill whatever role she could be helpful in while applying for other roles. The 41-year-old advanced further, gaining the deputy manager role after being encouraged to throw her name in the hat when the position became available. After this, Emma supported other Eat shops as a relief manager and eventually became a manager in her own right in October 2022. Tanya received her full-time position earlier this year in January after having volunteered at the Elsham Road shop for 6 years. The mum of two described her time with Each. She said, "I love everything about our shop and I'm very proud of it."